Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTQC. It's Barbara Streisand along with Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees and A Woman in Love Association, Do and Cherish. James Taylor showered the people and kicked off that set of four, actually. Michael Bublé saved the last dance for me, 931. They have danced the last dance. This season's Dancing with the Stars. Of course, the finals last night, and here is the show's host, Tom Bergeron, announcing the show's sixth season winner.
Christy and Mark, Jason and Edita. After 10 weeks of competition, the winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are... Christy and Mark!
Yes, Olympic gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi has a new award for her trophy case. The champion skater is the winner on the sixth season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. And on the phone lines again this morning, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, just as we called it, I think.
Just as we called it.
Yeah, she deserved to win that one.
She most definitely did. It was a wonderful season. We did know going in that she had all of the right ingredients, so... It played out the way we thought it would.
She was very gracious in her winning, and she had a lot of great things to say. As a matter of fact, here's what she said after she won the award last night.
This is just the icing on the cake, and I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank all the fans out there and everyone involved with Dancing with the Stars, from the crew, hair, makeup, everyone who's made this a dream experience.
You know, she spent the most time in first place, topping the judges' leaderboard in eight of the season's 10 weeks. She had the longest run in first place, earning the top score for six consecutive weeks. And she was the first contender this season to earn all 10s from the judges and the only contender ever to enter the final round with a perfect score of 90. So she came out on top. And what do you think of her dancing? I mean, like that's a, you know.
Well, as usual, the precision was great. The cha-cha was a wonderful pick for her. As I said, whatever they picked, it was really going to determine the outcome because mm-hmm. Jason's weakness was Latin. Christiane did well with Latin. Had he had both arms, he could have done a lot better. She definitely had the correct pick for her body and what she could do. And then the freestyle round was really wonderful because she pulled out a lot of movements we hadn't seen in her. She did some great stuff. The choreography was wonderful. I have to say that Mark Ballas is an amazing young man, amazingly talented, beautiful choreography. His parents, Corky and Shirley Ballas, were coaches of mine years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you know, 8-time undefeated United States champions, 2-time international champions, and 2-time world champions. They coach a lot of the stars, I mean, the pros that you see on the show. And they also, years back, the Hoffs, Julianne and Derek, actually moved in with their family and lived with them for years and grew up around Mark, and they coached and groomed those three children to become great actors, singers, dancers, performers in general, and basically groomed their careers. The kids all had their own band, and actually currently Mark and Derek have their own performing band.
Really?
Yes, they have a website, and it's quite great. They're super, super talented kids. Their band is named Almost Amy.
Okay.
Don't ask me. I don't know where that came from, but
there's somebody there named Amy, I'm sure. Okay.
There, I'm sure. But basically, you know, he comes from an amazingly talented family, and Christy was a great partner for him.
Mm-hmm.
The size, the energy, she's really a spitfire, and I have to say she is quite a lady. And when you were announcing the first, you know, first score with this and all of that that she's done, she's also the first one that made me very proud on the Good Morning shows this morning when she came on with the other competitors. And they're usually very relaxed, and they dance a little bit on the morning show after they've won.
Yeah.
She didn't come out and do what the rest have done. She didn't wear jeans. She actually dressed nicely. She knows about marketing, promotion, and all of that.
Well, like I said, she's got style, she's got class, and hey, I'm very happy with the way it turned out. And, you know, Jason, you got to give Jason credit. You know, the guy stuck in there, and he did pretty good for himself coming in second place.
He really, really did. And you can tell when he starts talking candidly about it that he wasn't really wanting to do this. And he really wasn't thinking he would go very far. And so I think he impressed himself a great deal. He definitely impressed all of us. I have to say, I've had some very tall, tall students that I've worked with and partners, and it's much harder to be graceful. It's much harder to be fluid, and he has a natural grace personality-wise, and I think that's what you see come out in his movement.
Yeah.
He just does, and he did a great job. Christiane, I think that for his limitations, he did well, I think overall it was a good show.
I think so, too. I think it was a great season. It was very entertaining, lots of fun to watch. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It was fun to see also some of the other competitors that had been eliminated come back.
Come back, yeah.
Priscilla did a beautiful job. I think she's been continuing her coaching. And Marley also came back and did a great job. And Shannon and Derek, they also did.
So. And Steve Guttenberg came back, too.
I know. And Usher, I want to put a great word in for Usher. His performance in the show, the final show, was just outstanding. His second song, which is called Yeah, he did a zoot suit kind of performance. His dancers were top-notch. It was very well done. Very much fit the show and the mood and the whole season.
Dancing with the Stars will be returning to the ABC lineup this fall. The show's seventh season expected to begin sometime in September. And, of course, we'll have you back for that.
Sounds good.
And I was amiss last week. I forgot to mention that last week it was your birthday.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
So,
thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Another rhinestone on the shoes.
To you. Happy birthday to you. She's just turned 21, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah. If you want to find out more about Jeannie, check out her website, www.jeannietucker.com, and find out more about what she has available as far as teaching. You just coached a couple of wedding couples.
Oh, I'm very proud of all my wedding couples. You know, I can tell you, the wedding dance is not what it used to be.
No.
They're not just getting up and hanging on to each other for a few minutes. They are doing Dancing with the Stars-like routines and performances with lifts. Believe it or not, it's really exciting. People are really getting into dance. Now we just have to get more places to go out and dance.
Dance at. That's right. All right. Again, online, check it out, www.jeannietucker.com, and we will have you back in September.
See you then.
CNN.